Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the AlfredaLoveShow.com, also known as the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host, Dr. Alfreda Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I am so excited and delighted, as usual, when I get on the air. I want to thank God, my family, my friends, and all of you for tuning in to the AlfredaLoveShow.com. I appreciate it so much because you could be doing anything else, such as watching sports or the game, but you have decided to listen to the Word of God, and I appreciate that. Be sure to grab a friend, text a friend, tell a friend that the AlfredaLoveShow.com is on, and if your friends are away or your family is away, then make sure that they listen to the link, because we have these archived shows, and you can listen to them anytime. On today, we're going to speak about... We're going to have a twofold ministry, and we're going to speak about for a limited time only. God gave me this. He said for a limited time only, and I'm not going to spoil our teaching or the revelation of God because we have some things to do before we get there. So I'm going to go ahead and start by reading Psalm 136, Numbers 1 through 9. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. O give thanks unto the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. O give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. To him who alone doeth great wonders, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that stretched out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that made great lights, for his mercy endureth forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endureth forever. The moon and stars to rule by night, for his mercy endureth forever. I have read to you Psalm 136, Numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning and you started us on our way. We thank you for giving us a reasonable portion of our health and strength, Lord, and we thank you for keeping us until this very present moment. We ask that you continue to look upon those who are in the hospitals, those who are in the convalescent homes, and those who are displaced right now or in pain or sad or... Those who are disenfranchised, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you fill their voids? We thank you for each listener who's on the line, including the host, my family, including all of those individuals who are in the nursing homes. Praise God, bless you. Those who are traveling down these dangerous streets and byways, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you put your arm of protection around each and every one of them as they listen to the revelation of God. We ask, Heavenly Father, as the word of God and the revelation of God comes down, that it fall afresh on us so that we can be showered with your power and your blessings. We realize and understand that your word is bond, and we realize and understand that the only thing that we have that's concrete that we can stand on is the word and revelation of God. We thank you for the ears to be able to listen to your word. We thank you for the eyes for us to be able to see your glory and your power. And we thank you for our hands that are willing to serve. We ask in the name of Jesus, Lord, would you bless this ministry to be something that is acceptable and pleasing in your sight. We ask, would you bless each person who's on the line and those who are coming and those who will listen weeks, maybe months, even years later. We ask in the name of Jesus, would the word go forth and would your revelation fall afresh? We ask that if there's anything that's in this head or heart or anything that is in my ears that will stop your word from moving forward, we ask that it be removed right now. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for what is to come and what has been. Thank you for who you are, and we thank you for what you're going to do. Lord, if we take anything for granted, whether it's life, whether it's blessings, whether it's family, whether it's friends, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you remind us through your parables and your revelation about who you are and how much we should uplift and magnify and glorify your name. Now, Lord, as I release this prayer, I ask that the power of God fall afresh upon me. I ask, Heavenly Father, would you give me the understanding of your revelation so that I can disseminate it unto your people. And I ask, Lord Jesus, would this ministry be something that you are acceptable and you are pleased with? Now, Lord, as we relinquish this prayer, we ask that we never be relinquished out of your sight, and we ask that the power of God fall afresh right now. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Amen. And on today, for those of you who are just joining, as I said before, this is a twofold ministry. That means that God says that the title of the ministry is for a limited time only. And before we get into the song that's going to kick us off, which is Trouble Don't Last Always, God says there's an expiration date for your storms. There's an expiration date for what you're going through. There's an expiration date for you to continuously pray, amen, for your breakthrough, because your breakthrough is coming. It's due. So there is an expiration date. God says you don't have to worry anymore. Your expiration date is expedited. Amen. So for a limited time only, God's going to give us the revelation of God. He says in the world, the first part of the ministry, we're going to talk about the world. It's only temporary. Hang in there. That's an encouraging word. Then God says we're going to end it with our God is awesome, and what God has for you is for you. So we go, we move from a storm into a breakthrough. That's what God says. Praise God. He says we're moving from a storm into a breakthrough. Matter of fact, you can put that on your paper because that's going to come up again. So we're going to play the song by the late Mr. Timothy Pastor Wright. We're going to play that Trouble Don't Last Always. And then we're going to get into the first fold of the ministry. And then we will move on higher and higher in the Lord. You're listening to the Alfreda Love Show.com, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host, Dr. Alfreda Love.
Come on, put your hands together.
Amen. That was Trouble Don't Last Always by the late Reverend Timothy Wright. And we are ready to begin our first double portion, amen, of our ministry, which is for a limited time only. We're going to read 1 John 4 and 1. And it reads, "Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world." I want to give you what the Lord has given me right now before we even talk about the world. As you all know, we live in the world. This is where we move and have our beings. This is where we live temporarily, God says. He says, but in the world, we have some individuals or some people that are not into God. And so the question is that, is it the distractions of the world that is keeping, God says, my sheep from coming unto me, or is it that they just don't know any better? So when he speaks about beloved, first of all, let's look at and let's dissect. We're going into science, praise God. Let's dissect this particular verse, 1 John 4 and 1. 1 John 4 and 1. Welcome, Canada. Thank you so much. 1 John 4 and 1. We're going to dissect. And if you hear some pauses, it's truly pauses because we have to listen to the voice of God, because this is the revelation of God. Amen. So when we look at 1 John 4 and 1, thoughts out with beloved. Amen. And any one of you know that when we talk about love, love is a very strong word. God says, and I want you to write this down, he holds us in high esteem. He holds us in high esteem. He holds us in high esteem. He says it is so much love within God and us. He says that he gave his only son. He said he gave his only son. So he has proven to us that he loves us. So he calls us beloved. He don't call us by name. He says beloved, because we are his beloved children. No matter how hard-headed we are, no matter how complacent we get, God says he still loves us beloved. He says, believe not every spirit. We all have a spirit. We all have a spirit, but some of our spirits are untruthful. That's what God says. When it comes to our lives, or when it comes to what we can do through the help of God, or when it comes to the power of God and what God can manifest within our lives, he says that there are some spirits that we listen to that is not of God. He says, but test the spirits to determine if they are from God. There is that big T word, the test. He says, test the spirits. When we talk about testing the spirits, we're not talking about a test that we take in school. Jesus says, when we say test the spirits, he says, if you are really my sheep, you will know my voice, and a stranger will you not entertain. God says that's why it's so important with this topic for a limited time only that we need to cross over and give our lives unto God. He says, and always remain prayed up and understand the scripture. He says, study. He says, because many false teachers, false prophets will come to us with things that God didn't even say, or things that God did not manifest in our lives. And so he says, beloved, he's still talking to us, he's holding us in high esteem. Believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are going out into the world. Now, when we think about prophets, we talked about this a couple of days ago. We think about people who are anointed and called by God, and that is true. That is very true. But God says that everyone on this, follow me, because this is very important. He says everyone on this earth has served as a prophet, believe it or not. He says, and when people tell you that you can't do it, they are acting as a prophet. When people try to think about your capabilities, they are in the spiritual realm, they are stepping into the range of prophecy. And if they wasn't called as a prophet, he says it's false. For instance, let's bring this to earth, because God says that, you know, we have to bring this to fruition. We have to bring it to earth. For instance, he says, as a child, you didn't know if you could do something or not because nobody ever told you. He says, but when you was in PE or when you was in athletics or when you was in the military, for instance, God says you were told to climb a ladder. And maybe because of your height or maybe because of the weight or what have you, people doubted that you could climb it. And so many people began to say, I don't think that Soldier A could climb that ladder because look at Soldier A's physique or look at how tall Soldier A is. And they were serving as false prophets, but because Soldier A knew who God was, Soldier A climbed that ladder, and there it was proven. And so God says that false prophets are not just people who call themselves prophets. He says anyone who acts like, pretends like, they know your capabilities is functioning in the realm of a false prophet. Somebody's going to get this real quick because I haven't even gotten to the lesson yet. So God says the false prophets are not those who perceive themselves as prophets. He says they're not, you know, we used to say, okay, these individuals who say they can reach your palms, or these people who say that they can tell when the earth is going to end. He says they are in the category of false prophets. He says, but anyone who tells you that you can't and you are under the auspices of God and you belong to God is a false prophet in your life, and you need to rid of them. And when he says rid of them, he's talking about turn aside a deaf ear unto anyone who says you can't do it. Now this keeps coming up because some people feel like they can't because of other people, because God says if truth be told, there are some things that the false prophets can't do either. So when we talk about a false prophet, don't get it twisted. Don't think that I can't stress this enough. Don't think that a false prophet is someone who reads your palms, someone who says, oh, the world is going to end. That's not the end of it. A false prophet is anyone you encounter on a daily basis who thinks or believes that they know your capabilities. Because God says that no man or woman knows what you're really capable of doing, especially when you belong to the body of Christ. So God says that the reason why we miss our blessings, the reason why people don't come to Christ, is because they feel like they've done something so bad that God won't forgive them, because people have been saying, you've done this, you've done that, you've been in jail, you did this, you did that. And for a limited time, right, people don't want to give their lives to Christ because of false prophets, false teachers, people that don't even have any clue about what God is doing in your life. So he talks about the false prophets. He says, be careful, beware of them. And they're not going to come adorned in dresses and three-piece suits. Your false prophets could be your own mind. He says, your false prophet be your neighbor. It can be anyone that you're in organizations with. Those are false prophets. He says, they weren't called by God because they have no clue about what you can do, especially when you belong to him. They can only go by what they see, but they have no clue about what God is able to do through you. False prophets. So when we look at for a limited time only, and we focus on the first twofold part of the ministry, the world is only temporary. Hang in there. God speaks of several things that we are going to tackle. And notice that I said tackle because it's hard to get people to turn a deaf ear for false prophets. Because, once again, people think false prophets are in the church or false prophets are adorned in very nice attire. False prophets can be anybody that tells you that you can't do it. That's a false prophet. because they're not God. Amen? And truth be told, there's some things that they can't do either. Amen? Amen. So let's just be real about it. Now, the world, it is only temporary. Hang in there. Now, the revelation of God says that we have entered into this world through the womb of our mother. And as we entered into the world as babes, we're innocent. Write the word innocent because this is very important. That was our first stage of life. So we entered into this world as innocent babies. We didn't know anything about false prophets. We didn't know about our capabilities. All we knew was that we were in the world because we would open our eyes every day. That was our only job, open our eyes, cry, take a feeding, take a changing, be loved. That was our job, innocent. Then God says, as we grew older, we begin to attend school with other children. God says we begin to become more social. And in that stage of socialization, especially in the younger years, you learn what friendship is. You learn what love is. You learn what hate is. You learn what being mean and nice is. Why? Because of the experiences you have as a youngster. Okay? Then as you get a little bit older and you begin to understand it better by and by, you understand the concept of good and evil, but most people call it bad. So you understand right from wrong. And for some reason, at this particular stage, and we're to our teenage years now, everybody wants to fit in. Everybody wants to be in a clique or a crew. Everybody wants to fit in. The nerds hang with the nerds. The athletes hang with the athletes. The academic people hang with the academic people. And it goes on and on. And you know good from bad. But at this point, which is very critical, right? At this point, which is very critical, sometimes there is a deviation from good to bad because, let's go back up to the friendship, your friends are talking to you and saying, we should do this because it's fun. We should do that. It's called peer pressure. Then as you get older in high school, oh, my goodness, you are grown now, so you think, right? You're grown. And when you get in high school, you want to be cool. You want to fit in. It's no longer cool to, some of you think, talk to your parents. It's no longer cool, some of you think, to go to church. It's no longer cool to serve God because that's just not the cool thing to do. It's cool to go out. It's cool to hang out. It's cool to stay out all night. It's cool to do that. Have relationships. It's cool to do that. That's the mindset of most high schoolers. All right. So then we get out to my point, first point, the world, right? And there's an expectation when you're 18 and older. And the expectation is that you know right from wrong. That's an expectation. You understand right from wrong. And for some reason, when we do something so wrong that's so huge, there are consequences. Right? Now we and people do wrong because they think they won't get caught. Uh-huh. And so when we do wrong, God says he's still watching us. Is that right? So where am I going with this? When we get out into the world, right, says that because of some of the things that we do, we face, write this down, storms. He says in every storm that we face, because everyone has faced a storm, it's not because of disobedience. It's not because of not understanding what's right or wrong. God says it's because of our failure to seek him. It's because of our failure, right, to trust and depend on God. So here we are, adults, 18 and over, older, and we find ourselves in a storm. And I mean the storm, the rain is pounding, we're getting drenched, and I'm talking about a spiritual storm, amen. The thunder is roaring, the lightning is striking, and all we can see is our storm. And then in the midst of that storm, you have people on every side telling you, I told you you couldn't do it. I told you you was going to end up in a storm. I told you this. I told you that. False prophets that we listen to. False prophets are probably the same ones who helped us get into the storm. Amen? So when we look at the world, God says, he says, everything is temporary. He says, our lives are temporary things. He says, the people, our associations, he says, those are temporary. He says, this place that we call home is temporary. So he says, for a limited time only, God removes us from the false prophets, those people who say, you can't do it, you can't do it, you won't do it. I don't understand how you're going to do it. You can't press forward. You can't do this. You can't do that. God removes us. He propels us, right, out of that storm. Believe it or not, false prophets stir up storms because they are false. And because anything that is not true, obviously, is false. So they cause these storms that you're not even supposed to be in the first place. And what they do is they cause the storms, and you find yourself in a storm, and the only person who comes to rescue you is God. So God removes you out of the storm, and he removes you into some people who are really prophets, some people who really know who he is. And you find yourself for a limited time only in a crossroad, because it was pleasurable for you, right, to be with your friends and all those people you were familiar with. But you understand in your mind, because you're more mature than you was when you was a kid, that those people caused you to be in several storms. And ladies and gentlemen, a storm, I'm not just talking about, I'm using a visual for you, but I'm not talking about a storm that comes down with rain and hail and thunder. I'm talking about the storms of life, right? And so you're in a crossroad. Somebody say crossroad. You're straddling the fence, right? You know that you're not supposed to be doing that. And you know you're not supposed to be hanging around those people because they're false prophets. They tell you the wrong thing. They don't believe in you. They don't believe you can do it. So God propels you, and he says, I want you on this side. I want you with this crew. I want you with these people. And we still straddle the fence. So God says, here it is. Get ready to write this down. God says in the world, he says you need to understand. We need to understand what is permanent. And God goes on to say he is permanent. God is the only permanent thing being in our lives. He says his love for us is permanent. He says his prophecy for us is permanent. He said his placement by way of favor and grace is permanent. He says, but people are not permanent. Situations are not permanent. So God says today, if you find yourself in a situation where, let's just be real about it, you want to get out of that situation because you're around people who they don't believe in your capabilities. You're around people who are not propelling you to the next level. You're around people who are just negative. God says that those are false prophets. And that's something I learned today, false prophet, because I'm thinking a false prophet just like you are. I'm going to be real. If I'm thinking a false prophet is someone who reads the palms and someone who dresses up and says, I'm a prophet and God told me to say this when they really aren't anointed. But God says that every single person on this earth, right, has served as a prophet, whether they are a true anointed prophet or whether they're a false prophet. And God says the thing about prophecy, we talk about this a lot, because when people tell you that God said something, you have to understand that God really said it or he didn't. And God will always affirm it. He will always show himself the next second, the next minute, the next hour, the next day to affirm that he really said that. False prophets, God says you have to be careful with false prophets. People who don't think you can do what he's called you to do. People who don't have any confidence in what you're doing. They're false prophets. Because with God, he says everything is possible. He says, and then if we go on to evaluate our lives, the false prophets' lives, there are a lot of things that they can't do. There are a lot of mishaps. God says, because all of us have sinned and fallen short. So he says, the world, it is a temporary thing. And he says, hang in there. He is permanent. His love is permanent. He says his prophecy and his sheep understand when he's speaking is permanent. He says, and placement by way of favor and grace is permanent. God says, the revelation says, the reason why I'm getting to this point is God is going to remove us out of the storm. And notice I said us because everybody's going through a storm. He says there are too many false prophets surrounding you. There are too many false prophets who don't believe in God's people. Too many false prophets. You are surrounded by false prophecy. And when you're taught wrong, and if you're taught wrong and you practice wrong, you're going to do wrong. That's what God says. He says people don't get in trouble typically. People don't get put in jail because they did something right. They get in jail because of the false prophets, the false influences in their lives. He says, so who are we to determine without his authority who can do what? And so God says that since the world is temporary, he says, make this not your home. He says, take note of when people begin to prophesy. He says, everybody can't lay hands on you. He says, because for a limited time, he says, we all are sinners and have fallen short of his glory. He says, but time is winding down. It's getting late now. He says, and the sun is going down. And we're going to have to get right. And he says, because things are so temporary, he says that we must understand that we are on his side. And when we choose the side of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, he says false prophets do not want to come in that territory. And the reason why false prophets don't want to come in that territory is because they stand out. They are unique in their prophecy because nothing they tell you ever comes to fruition. God shows me a picture of Michael Jordan. Mm-hmm. Michael Jordan had some struggles in high school. He couldn't really get the ball in the net. Everybody know this story. You can look it up on YouTube if you think I'm making it up. And Michael Jordan's coach or someone in his life, a false prophet, told him that he would never be able to play basketball. Matter of fact, guess what they did? They cut him from the team. And when they cut him from the team, that devastated him. And he just knew at that moment that he could not play basketball because of a false prophet. And now we look at Michael Jordan. He has a clothesline. Michael Jordan is a billionaire. He could probably buy up the whole world. But what if he listened to that false prophet? How many people are listening to false prophets? That's scary. And so God says that if somebody tells you you can't, more than likely, 9 times out of 10, they are a false prophet. Because God says that if he is going to, and this is the first part, is God says we're building you up. God is building us up with this first half of this twofold ministry. God says that if someone tells you you can't, then 9 times out of 10, there's many other things that they can't do as well. And so even when we look at Michael Jordan, right, somebody told him he couldn't. False prophecy. Because they had no idea what God was getting ready to do. But God says that what's permanent is who he is, his love, his prophecy, and his placement. And God placed Michael Jordan in the right situation, and he was able to be successful. God had to move Michael out of that storm because Michael was going through a lot. Somebody told him he couldn't do it, and he had a passion for basketball. And so somebody had to move him out of that storm. And so God says that many times he has to remove us out of a situation with a lot of false prophets. He said, and it's not going to be just in the spiritual realm. He talks about in the world as well, organizations, different places. He says there are a lot of false prophets. There are a lot of people who say you can't do it. There are a lot of people that say you won't do it. But they're false prophets because they don't know what God is getting ready to do or has done in your life. So God says we live in this world, he says, but do not conform to this world. He says, because there is not one person who is perfect, and there is not one person who knows exactly what to do with 100% of the things that God gives or that this world throws their way. Because if everybody was perfect, he says, we wouldn't need jail cells. He says, we wouldn't need correction facilities. We wouldn't need Alcohol Anonymous and all these other places. So God says that there is no not one who really knows what you're capable of doing but God. He says, so, in saying that, understand, the next time when you're speaking to someone and you're going to go to some people and say, you know, what do you think about this? But you make sure that before you go, you pray. Because God says there are a lot of false prophets, a lot of them. He says there are some young ones. He says, and there are some seasoned ones, false prophets. God hadn't called them, and he's not going to call them. False prophets. He says, my sheep hear my voice, and a stranger will they not entertain. And to conclude this first section, God says many people miss the altar. Many people do not give their lives to Christ because they feel so defeated. They're so beat up. They're assaulted. They're abused by the world that they say, what's the use in me even giving my life to Christ? I've done this, I've done that. I can't do this, I can't do that. Who told you that? My circle, my influences told me that. False prophets. What did God say? Then you ask them, what did God say? I haven't consulted with God. So, yes, there are a lot of false prophets. Now, in the world, many people's self-esteem go down. Some people. It depends on who they are, and if you really know who you belong to, then that doesn't bother you. But some people, their self-esteem goes down. And God says people, self-esteem goes down because of false prophets. You have to be very careful of false prophets. Who are the false prophets? The people who tell you you can't. People who are not giving you encouraging words to say, go ahead, move forward. Yeah, I believe you can do it. Because if you really belong to God, God says he's not going to fail you. The only time you will fail and you belong to God is if you don't even try. So when people tell you you can't do it, be very leery. Because more than likely, God says, he didn't call them, he's not going to call them, and they're false prophets. My sheep hear my voice, and a stranger will they not entertain. So let's go ahead and sum this first one up, the world. Be ye not conformed to this world, but be renewed in your spirit. We're getting ready to embark on the greatest work of God through his hands. We're getting ready for breakthroughs. We're getting ready for blessings. We're getting ready for the power of God. God says that it's happening right now. He says yokes are being broken. God says it's going to happen this week. Yokes are being broken. False prophets are being exposed. The truth is being revealed. And God says, find yourself in truth, because this world, there's good and bad. And he says, if you are called to prophesy, he says, prophesy. But if you are not, he said, it is better for you to keep your mouth closed than for your soul to be lost. And so it's very important, everybody who's listening, when we speak of what God can do, because when we basically say, no, you can't do it, we're saying that God can't do it, right? When we speak, we need to make sure that we're authorized by God to speak. Amen? So God says the world, temporary. He says, hang in there. You have to be mindful. You have to be very mindful of who you listen to and who they belong to. Because if it's not of God, more than likely they are a false prophet. Amen? Amen. So be very careful. You can do everything, and you can do anything with the help of God. There is nothing too great, and there is nothing too small. And remember, everything on this earth, from circle of friends to what you're doing now, the situations you want to get out of, it's only temporary. It's only temporary. And that's what God says. He says, because he's getting ready to propel, move forward many of his people, because he says that they are surrounded by false prophets who have no idea what they're capable of doing. Amen? Amen. So we're going to listen to the late Minister Timothy Wright, who's on the Lord's side, and then we're moving from our storm, right, God says, to our breakthrough. You are listening to the AfridaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host, Dr. Afrida Love, and once again, the title of our lesson, amen, is For a Limited Time Only.
Yeah.
Amen. That was the late Minister Timothy Wright with Who's on the Lord's Side. Amen. And I'm one of those who are on the Lord's side. You're listening to the AfreddieLoveShow.com. We're getting ready to propel into our next section, which means that our God is awesome. And what God has for you is for you. And just to recap before we play Sister Tamala Man and get into our second phase, I want you to know that you have to be leery of false prophets, people who are telling you that you can't. Because guess what? I know who you belong to. You know who you belong to. And God says that he never fails. Amen? If you're trying to take a test, whatever you're trying to do, just depend and trust on God, and you will succeed. Do not let any false prophet tell you what you can or can't do, because they have no idea. Amen. So you're listening to the AfreddieLoveShow.com. We're going to listen to Sister Tamala Mann from Dallas, Texas, One Way. And guess what? There is only one way to receive what God has for us. There is only one way. And she's going to tell us with One Way by Sister Tamala Mann.
You might be cool with the president.
Sister Tamala Mann right up the street in Dallas, Texas, one way. And there's only one way to get to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We can't pay our way. It doesn't matter who we know. Amen. There's only one way to get to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Now we're moving higher to our second phase entitled, Our God is Awesome. And what God has for us, what God has for you, is for you. Now let's look back at this scripture, 1 John 4:1. Believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. So God says that He has brought us from the storm. He has brought us from the surrounding of many false prophets. He says, now it is time for us to receive. Amen. He said it is time for us to receive our breakthrough, receive our healing, receive our deliverance. And God says in this scripture, He wants us to focus on the Spirit. He says, and this is a personal thing because you understand and you realize who you're listening to. Some people listen to television. Some people listen to other people. Some people listen to God. Some people listen to their friends. They listen to their families. God says at this particular time, because He's getting ready to disperse the breakthroughs, He's getting ready to disperse the healing, and He's getting ready to remove us out of the storm and propel us into something, advance us into something, promote us into something, into the kingdom. And so God says that we have to evaluate our hearing. Yeah. We have to evaluate our hearing. Who are we listening to? This is the key, ladies and gentlemen. There's a difference between truth and there's a difference between fallacy. God says that anyone who believes that they know you more than He does is a false prophet. No one understands the capabilities, your capabilities, my capabilities, more than God. As a matter of fact, God says that there is no one person, not even the prophets whom He tells His most intimate things, who really knows each person's capabilities. Uh-huh. So God says that in this season, starting today, starting now, He says you must not listen to false prophets. God says that when He has authorized you to do something, He says that means that you can do it, because God says that He will never leave us nor forsake us, and He says that He won't give us anything more than we can what? Bear. Praise God. So God says that, to sum this up, and this is very simple, God says, our God is awesome. We know God is awesome. We know who God is. But He says whatever He has for you will come to you. He says some things will come easy to you and some things will come with a storm just because of territory. So God says that whatever He has, He says you shall receive it. And whatever He wants you to have, you're going to get it no matter what. He says, because He is over everything, He says, in the will of your life, He says, if it's for you, He's going to give it to you no matter what. And so what God says on this week, God says, continue to focus on His promise and the word of God. Continue to evaluate your ears. What are you listening to? Who are you listening to? Are you listening to the television? Are you listening to your family? Are you listening to your friends? Are you listening to prophets? Are you listening to false prophets? You have to be able to discern in this particular season. But God wants us to know that point blank, that there is nothing too hard for Him. He says, because we belong to our Father, because we are members of the kingdom, because we have been called and chosen, He says, there is nothing too hard for our God. If someone comes to you and tell you that Jesus sent them, God says He always has proof. He says, my sheep hear my voice, and a stranger will they not entertain. Now, what God says about false prophecy is He says that most false prophets are intimidated. They get scared of people who know God, because they know that once God puts His hands on that person, they can do anything. He says some prophets just speak out of turn. Some prophets just speak things that they don't know. And when you begin to put the microscope on the false prophets, their lives are more torn up than who they're speaking of. He says, so therefore, the false prophets have to go through a transformation. and God will call them out. He says, but in the meantime, be careful of false prophets, false prophecy. There are a lot of false prophets. He says, but secondly, whatever he has for you, because he's bringing you out of the fallacy, out of the false beliefs. He is cleansing our minds as we speak. He says our ears, he's evaluating our ears, and he's tuning in our ears so that we can only hear the voice of God. We can only hear the messages of God, because it's very important. Your ears are going to be sensitive in this season, literally and spiritually. They're going to be sensitive. And that's going to be a sign right there. They're going to be sensitive, because God says that he can't allow the false prophets to keep feeding you, and you can't keep walking in the wrong direction. He has to get you in the right direction in order to advance you. So false prophets, God says he's going to move them aside. He says he's going to close their mouths. This is from God. This is nothing made up. And you will see a difference in your life once you are able to think clearly. Once he removes the false prophets out of your life, you will begin to walk in the will of God. And God says not only in this season will you receive the blessing that he has for you, the advancement that he has for you. He says, but you're going to see some things that you missed along the way, and you're going to be able to acquire those things as well. He says, so he says, this is the time. He says, for a limited time only, because tomorrow is not promised unto us. He says, matter of fact, this next second is not promised unto us. He says, we only have this moment that is promised unto us. This air that we're breathing, that's the only thing that we have right now. That's the only thing that we can depend on. That's the only thing that we can trust, is what we have at this particular moment. So we're going to listen to the Reverend Charles Nix, Come Unto Jesus. And God says the most critical point in our lives is the most critical part is coming. But once you get there, you're going to enjoy it once you come to Jesus. So we're going to listen to the Reverend Charles Nix when he sings, Come, Jesus. And I want you to really think about this, because it's time now. God says false prophecy, he's going to remove that. That's no longer going to be an excuse. God says that when you belong to him, when you give your life to him, you become a new creature. He says, and then your life becomes limited. There's nothing too hard for God. He says, but if you're out of the ark of safety, he says, everything's going to be difficult. He says, and for those who are already in the ark of safety, he says, God says that with him, everything is possible. Everything is possible. And he says, it is up to you to continue to allow God to work on your ears, so that you will no longer listen to false teachings, to false prophecy. He says, my sheep hear my voice, and a stranger will they not entertain. Ladies and gentlemen, we know that God is awesome, and we know that whatever God has for us is ours. But God says in order to continue to walk into the will of God, we're going to have to evaluate our ears, and we're going to have to make sure that we're walking in the will of God. This is the Reverend Charles Nix, Come Unto Jesus, and then I'm going to give you some brief announcements, then I'm going to bid you good night. Thank you for listening to the AfricaLoveShow.com.
As we sing tonight, make up your mind right now that you're going to give your life to Jesus. If you need to be saved, don't waste another moment, but come to Jesus right now while you have time. Is there one tonight? Unto Jesus. Make up your mind. Make up your mind. You win.
Thank you.
amen and amen. Now listen, God is just too good, amen. And so it's time for us to come unto our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I want to say this last thing here. I'm sorry. Here we go. I want to say this last thing here. Just make sure that we're very cognizant of who we listen to. There are many, many, many false prophets. And we continue to say that on tomorrow or on the next day we're going to give our lives to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and tomorrow never happens, and tomorrow turns into years. Amen? So as the Winans always say, we need to give our lives today because tomorrow is not promised. And so we need to give our lives unto Christ today. So to sum up this whole ministry, God says the world and everything in it is temporary. He says people, everything that we're doing, all this is temporary, right? Lay not your treasures on earth but in heaven. And the most important thing you must remember in this ministry, the reason why it says for a limited time only, is because God says, my sheep hear my voice, and a stranger will they not entertain. Many people will come in the name of Jesus, and only a few were called to come in the name of Jesus. You have to be very leery of false prophets. False prophets believe that they know everything that you can do and what you can't do. False prophet. They don't have to be in a church. There are false prophets everywhere. God says there are many. But God says that he is propelling us. He's propelling his people out of the false prophecy realm, he says, because there are too many false prophets around who is causing you to walk out of the will of God. He says, and with these false prophets, if you put a microscope up to them, he says their lives are no better or greater than others. So it's very important that we are aware of who we listen to. Then he says, what he has for you is for you. If it's in the will of God, you will receive it. It doesn't matter about the false prophecy. But God says the false prophecy causes us to walk out of the will of God. Right? Because anything that's false is not true. Right? And so, for instance, if you're trying to find a place and for some reason the GPS is telling you to go a different direction, then you're not going to get to the place. So God says that be leery of false prophets. All right? All right. I want to thank each and every one of you for listening to the AfridaLoveShow.com. Where Jesus shines with love. I am your host, Dr. Afrida Love. A few announcements. Be sure to continue to encourage your family and friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/FridaLove, blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE, or ALFREDALOVESHOW.com. Click on Love Radio, and you will be right in the studio. But be sure to listen to the radio. In addition to that, gospel artists, writers, actors, actress, promoters, anyone with a just positive, positive, positive message, please, please, please be sure, be sure, be sure to connect with me. I would love to have you on the ministry, especially if you have something that's very impactful and great for the people. Amen. Amen. There are three websites I want you to look at, and I'm going to be very brief as we move to our next event that I have to do tonight. If you go to afrida.hubpages.com, you will see many different articles. Please read those articles. Once again, it's Afrida, A-L-F-R-E-D-A, dot H-U-B-P-A-G-E-S, dot com. So be sure to go to that particular website. Also, we have the AfridaLoveShow.com, AfridaLoveShow.com. This is the hub for everything, and we're going to update these different newsletters and things of that nature. So please be sure to check out this website and click on all of the icons and check that out. Also, be sure to look at a spiritual guide on the go. We're perfecting our walk with Christ each and every day. We have only 12 in stock, so be sure, be sure, be sure to check this book out, okay? All right. Now, if you go to stellargospelmusic.com, you will also see another website, okay? Be sure to look around on this website as well. All right? Okay. I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to the AfritaLoveShow.com, also known as the Love of Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. Be sure to come back on tomorrow as we're going to have more in-depth announcements because we're adding many more projects, many more things to this particular ministry because God is that good. And I have to work on some more projects and talk to some people tonight. So be sure to come back on tomorrow, God's will, as we will have our needs and wants. I want to thank each and every one of you for listening to this particular edition of For a Limited Time Only. And remember to be very careful who you listen to. And remember, what God has for you is for you. You have been listening to the AfritaLoveShow.com. If someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifts you up because God is love. So next time, which is tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other. This is yours, Dr. Afrita. Love. Good night, everybody.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry. Featuring your host, Dr. Afrita Love. Reminding you to be diligent in your prayer as you pray for someone. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is His Word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back, and there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.